And at this time in our fall sports preview, visiting with Ansley Litchfield head volleyball coach Jamie Smith, who joins us. Well, Coach, I've been talking about this with a lot of coaches. It seems like this summer in particular went really fast. Did it feel like that for you?
Yeah, it flew by really fast. It was July 1st yesterday.
I'm sure that even though the summer went quick, it was great to get back out on the court and start practicing with the girls. I'm sure you're excited for the season.
I am really excited, and being in the gym with the girls is always part of my favorite time of the year. So I was very excited to see them all back and see all the new faces.
Coach, you've been at this for a few years now as a head coach, but I know that coaches tell me all the time, you know what, we continue to learn as a head coach. So what are some of the things you have learned and feel like you continue to learn as a head coach?
Oh, I feel like I am learning constantly, and I tell kids in school as well as in volleyball, I am a thief. I will go to a clinic, and if I see something that I think is amazing, I'm going to bring it to our gym. I will just, anything that I think benefits us and coaches are nice enough to share, I'm going to bring to the table. And I feel like I did a lot of that this summer, especially with some things that I'm not maybe as comfortable with, like blocking. That's definitely a thing that I know probably the least about, and I spent a lot of time this summer learning. But I love to learn. It's one of my favorite things to do in both teaching and in coaching.
Coach, I know that the summer is so important with being prepared coming into fall camp. So what did you see from your team during the summer, and were you pleased with what you saw from them?
I was very, I would say, even pleasantly surprised this summer. I know I have a strong foundation, but when you lose a big middle, as we did, you have some doubts and some worries and some concerns. And just the confidence I saw out of our juniors, it's like the little girls grew up. And that was just exciting to watch. And the seniors as well with their leadership, and just very impressed with their composure this summer. We played a lot of tough games and did some tough tournaments and did very well. So I was really, really pleased. And as usual, our defense is just a lot of fun to watch.
Coach, you mentioned leadership, and that's been one of my questions for all coaches this year. What about the leadership style of this year's group? Is it vocal? Is it work ethic? Is it by example, or kind of a combination thereof?
I think it's a combination of all three. Our juniors and seniors, they've been playing together since fifth and sixth grade, and they are not a quiet bunch, which I love. So definitely they're very vocal about it. But they're passionate, and they want to have fun with it. So, yes, winning is important, but they genuinely are very excited for each other. You know, even in practice, someone will go up and have a good kill, and, man, the whole place just erupts. And it's a lot of fun to see that. And I think that shows the younger girls, a good example of pride in your team. And, yeah, it's not just about doing well yourself, but we want each other to do well. So these juniors and seniors have just, I have been so impressed with their maturity this year. It's been a lot of fun.
Coach, a great season for your group a year ago. Made it all the way to a district final. The success that you had a year ago, do you feel that kind of is pushing them for even more coming into this season? Because you do have a lot of those key pieces, as you mentioned, coming back.
I definitely think that's a driving force, and I'm excited that they have that driving force. It does make me a little cautiously optimistic, I guess. I don't want us to get ahead of ourselves. We have a lot of small steps to take before we get to any end season accomplishments. So, yes, it's exciting. I'm glad they have some big dreams and big goals, but I would definitely want to reel them in and play each game. We got to play each game. So that might be one of the hardest things we do this season, is play each game and not look forward.
Coach, talk about the help that you have this year. Who are your assistants?
This year I actually have three assistants. I have Coach Kohanic again, Lindsay Kohanic. Coach Kolstein is still an assistant coach, but she is currently out on maternity leave. And then Kirsten Scott has stepped up to help us as well.
Coach, one final question for you, and maybe you've kind of even started to answer this a little bit already, but final question, what are the keys, you feel anyway, for Ansley Litchfield to reach their full potential this season?
I think we have to be consistent, and that's something we work on every day. Consistency will be key, playing each game very consistent. We have to be very intentional. That's a word we're using a lot in our gym this year. We're not just going to be throwing the ball. We need to be intentional of where we're placing the ball. And, you know, we just have to stay together as a team. It's not an individual sport. And if one person is struggling, what can the team do to get everybody to the place they need to be? So those are kind of the three keys I'm hoping that we can focus on this year.
Well, Coach, it's great to talk to you. We appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the Ansley Litchfield Spartans volleyball team the best of luck in 2025.
Thank you so much.
Head Coach Jamie Smith joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.